This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this special Independence Holiday weekend. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to tune in to this radio station every Sunday for Worship with Us.
An old saint once said, "Love God and then do what you like." Is that true? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God in heaven, we thank you for the freedom that we enjoy here in America. Grant, O God, that we do not take it for granted, and grant that we do not in any way misuse it. For, Lord, we realize that we often do. You have blessed us in such a marvelous way. You have protected us in various ways. And yet, O God, we confess that we often turn our back on you and feel that you are someone, some power, some strength that can be filed away. Give to our leadership, and give to those, O God, who make many, many decisions for this land, a clean understanding how dependent we are on God if we truly want to be free. Speak to us through your word this day, for we ask it in your holy name. Amen.
God is the Lieber, lass mich erlösen. God is the Lieber, er liebt auch mich.
Drum sag ich noch einmal, God is the Lieber, God is the Lieber, er liebt auch mich.
Ich lag in Banden der schnellen Sünder, ich lag in Banden und konnt nicht los. Drum sag ich noch einmal, Gott ist dir lieber, Gott ist dir lieber, er liebt auch mich.
Er sandte Jesum, den treuen Heiland, er sandte Jesum und macht mich los.
Drum sag ich noch einmal, Gott ist dir lieber, Gott ist dir lieber, er liebt auch mich. God so loved us, he sent the Savior, for God so loved us and loves me too. Love so unending, I'll sing thy praises, God loves his children, loves even me. He bade me welcome, O word of mercy, he bade me welcome, O voice divine. Love so unending, I'll sing thy praises, God loves his children, loves even me.
Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the fifth chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians, beginning with verse 1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. And then in verse 13, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
God bless our native land, good may it ever stand, through storm and night. When the world's endless great, ruler of wind and
friends in Christ. On this Independence Day weekend, it is right for us to emphasize how blessed we are as Americans to be politically free. We often take this freedom for granted, as if someone owes it to us. But let us never forget the price that has been paid in terms of human suffering that we might live as free men and women. To help me better understand the cost that was paid that I might be free, I needed to personalize what some of my friends and relatives have done for me and for my family that make us politically free. If I deal with the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who have given their lives or have gotten bodies destroyed practically for the rest of their life, then I cannot comprehend in its dynamic just what this whole matter is all about. So I have taken a few of my friends and relatives and have thought, and he did that for me. I suggest that you do the same. Let me show you what I mean. There's my friend of the past. I've referred to him in other times on Christian Crusaders, Charlie Sinclair. We called him Unc. He was a football player, not only at Westbrook High School, but also at the University of Maine. We stood in awe when Unc came around. As a child then, he was one of my heroes. World War II came along, and Charlie left his wife and five children to become a part of General George Patton's army. He died in the Battle of the Bulge. What a price. And then there was Christian Hansen. Chris and I sat beside each other in our confirmation class. Chris went into the service soon after he got done high school. He died fighting the Nazis in Italy, I believe. There was Bobby Letch. I confirmed Bobby, and 4 years later, I buried him at the young age of 19. He was killed in Vietnam. A few days ago, I visited with my cousin, Charlie Thomas. Charlie was wounded in action aboard the USS Bunker Hill in the Pacific during World War II. In our telephone conversation, I asked about his leg, that leg that had been hit by enemy fire. He told me that he could not walk any distance, and the pain at night while he lay in bed was sometimes very bad. All these years, that leg that they thought once should have been amputated, but he kept it, has given him excruciating pain. The price of war. The price that he paid that his cousin could be free. There was my brother-in-law, Werner Carlson. He was a chaplain on the USS Gambia Bay. It was sunk in the Battle of Leyte Gulf in the Pacific. Werner was in the water with some of the casualties for 48 hours until they were rescued. And during those 48 hours, he moved about ministering to these young men. It was tough, especially when the sharks came up and took them. It was in that shark-infested waters that he and all of these men suffered for their country. We cannot take this suffering for granted. And yet I wonder if we don't, as I observe myself and those who live round about me. On May 8th, I checked the deaths of our military people in Iraq. As of that day, there were 1,683 of our service people who had died in this war. How many more will die before it is over? Only God knows. And those young men and women have given their lives for us here in the United States. I urge you in this weekend to take a few minutes out and Think of those who were close to you. Maybe your family members. Some of them who are suffering because of injuries in that war. Some of them who never came back alive. And they have died for you and for me. If we get down to individual people, it helps us to understand the price of war and that we cannot take our freedom for granted. And now today we turn to our text and hear Paul speaking about the blessing of our spiritual freedom. You see, a patriotic freedom is very, very important, and we thank God for it. And we pray that all the peoples of the world might have it. But even greater than that, there is a spiritual freedom. For there are many who live in patriotic enslavement, but are free spiritually. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you are a spiritually free person. You are free from your guilt if you trust Jesus' words, for it is He who said once to a paralytic and today to us, "Take heart, my son. Take heart, my daughter. Your sins are forgiven." What a freedom. If we trust in the Lord Jesus as our Savior and Lord, you can bring your fears to your Heavenly Father. For in the words of the psalmist, he said, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." You can be sure that there awaits you a heavenly home. He stands there waiting for you. Continue on with that one thought. Fears taken away, guilt taken away, and then there's the assurance that when I die, I'm going to go home to be with the Lord. How often I hear people say, "I hope I am. I hope that there's a place beyond the grave." But you see, you can have the assurance, friend, beyond all doubt. It doesn't have to be a hope that there is a place in heaven for you if you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Now, these are just a few of the blessings that God gives us. But here again, these blessings do not come to us without a tremendous price. When man sinned, God could have turned his back on the race. And he could have said, "Now I'm going to start all over again." But he didn't do that. He set up his plan of redemption. Into this world, in the fullness of time, Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ is a God incarnate. You know what that means? That means Jesus Christ is God, who has come to this earth, clothed himself in a body, and walked among us for 33 years. During that time, he suffered. He suffered as a payment for the sins of the world. See the treatment that he received from human beings, those who didn't want to have anything to do with him. See the rejection that he suffered. See the unfaithfulness that he suffered from his disciples even. And then he was nailed to that cross. And there on that cross, he died as a payment for the sins of the world. He is the one who sets us free. He is the one who pays the price for our sins. You are in spiritual captivity without a Savior. And the only Savior is Jesus Christ. You may enjoy your patriotic freedom and even give thanks to God for it. But unless you have Jesus Christ, you are still enslaved. There is a temptation for those of us who accept the Savior to take our political freedom for granted, and so we also take our spiritual freedom and make it license to live a godless life. I recall one day I was playing in a foursome on the golf course, and One of the players said to another who was using a lot of profanity, "I don't like your language. I don't appreciate it. I don't think it's fitting. You're the only one who's swearing out here." And the guilty man, somewhat ruffled, replied, "Oh, don't take me seriously. I don't mean anything by it. I believe in God, but God has said he'd forgive me." That, my friend, is misusing your spiritual freedom. God did not set us free in order that we go out and live contrary to his will. God set us free that we might love him and our fellow men. Paul writes, "You, my brothers, were called to be free." In other words, when God created us, he created us as free people. When God redeemed us in the person of Jesus Christ after we had sinned, he called us to be free, free from all of that which could come in around us and encompass us and take us away from him. God wants you and me to be free. But when we use our freedom to indulge a sinful nature rather than serve one another in love, we're turning it into license. The great biblical scholar by the name of J.B. Phillips has done a great job in translating this same verse. He says, "This is the way you could say it. I don't appreciate your language." That could be what he might say to the man on the golf course. And then he would come by and say, "Be careful that your freedom does not become an opportunity for your lower nature." I love that. Be careful that your freedom does not become an opportunity for your lower nature. Don't turn your freedom into license. When Christ has captured our hearts, our spiritual freedom will not turn into license, nor will it be misused. William Barclay, the great English commentator of the Bible, quotes an unidentified person who one day said, "Love God and do what you like." The essence of our religion is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Christ has grabbed us and he controls our hearts, then I believe we can say, okay, that which we're going to do, God will like. We'll have some of our weaker moments, of course, and we'll fall into sin. But the Savior will be right there because he's grabbed our heart. He has our lives. And that's the way we live. And I imagine that's how the old saint put it. If you love God, go ahead and do what you like, because you'll only like what God likes. That's the way it is when you really have come to mature in that faith. Martin Luther writes in his catechism a little bit about Christ. And he says, and I quote it quite often because to me it is a very, very important part of our faith. He says, "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord." That's who he is. "He has redeemed me, a lost and a condemned creature, bought and freed me from all sin, from death, and the power of the devil. Not with silver and gold, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent sufferings and death." That's what he has done for you and for me. Why has he done it? "In order that I might be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he has risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true." As hard as Martin Luther tried to emphasize that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, that church father never taught that once we are saved, trusting in Christ and knowing that he is ours for all eternity, we have but one desire, and that is to live for him. Then there was a Christian mother who understood that too, and realized that when Christ had captured her heart and the heart of her children, they wouldn't go far away. And if they got a little bit away, that Savior would quickly bring them back. So one night when her daughter was leaving for the prom, all dressed up in a gorgeous dress, and a young man came to take her off, she said to them both, "Come home soon after the party is over, and both of you remember whose you are." When she was questioned about this, if she should not have been more specific in when they should be home, a curfew, and what they should not do and what they should do while they were at the prom, she replied, "No, I don't think I need to be more specific than that. No, if they know to whom they belong, and I know my daughter does, then I know he will take care of her." See, that's the power of the gospel. I know that Christian mother very well. She's my wife. And on more than one occasion, she has had to say to her old preacher husband, who probably was letting off steam when he shouldn't have been doing it, "Don't you think that's about enough? Do you think that God really appreciates the way that you're acting? Just remember to whom you really belong." Friend, it is possible to be politically free and spiritually in bondage. And as much as I love this country of ours, for all the blessings that it has given to me and continues to give to me, I'm afraid that this describes America. We are still politically free. God grant that we may stay that way. But we are in spiritual bondage. We know not which way to turn. We treat God as if he was some ancient relic. We don't need his word. We don't need his comfort. We don't need his guidance. Whatever spiritual liberty we once had turned into just plain freedom to do what I want to. Oh, that there could be an awakening in America, that our churches could be awakened, that we could have an honest-to-goodness revival, and that we could kneel at the cross. Thank God for your political freedom. But if you are a Christian, thank him even more for your spiritual freedom, which comes only through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
In the words of that great hymn, let us pray. God bless our native land. Firm may it ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempests rage, ruler of wind and wave, do thou our country save by thy great might. So shall our prayers arise to God above the skies, on whom we wait. Thou who art ever nigh, guarding with watchful eye, to thee aloud we cry, God, save the state. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that today's message of the freedom that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord has brought you comfort and joy to your heart. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. This publication contains a feature article written by Reverend Larson and others in a specific subject of interest to our listening family. To receive this newsletter free of charge, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. We pray that if our ministry meets your spiritual needs, you will consider a contribution to help pay for radio time. Many shut-ins depend on this program for their Sunday worship. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. A gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.